Father, I pray that you can speak to each and every one of us as we study the book of Daniel in chapter 5. I pray that you open our eyes that we can see and open our ear that we can learn. And I pray that you give us wisdom so that we don't act like King Belshazzar and he died because of his foolishness. And I pray that you give us wisdom and learn this lesson and learn it well so that we don't fall into the trap of being proud. And I pray that you protect us from all harm and help us to understand the lesson that we can learn from this foolish man. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. So I want you to write down at the very beginning of chapter 5, and you write down Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8. The wise in heart accept command. King Belshazzar is a foolish man. He is a foolish king. And he did not accept command from his grandfather. But a chattering fool comes to ruin because of his foolishness. He talked too much, and he said the wrong thing, and he ruined his own life. When he faced difficulty, he didn't know how to respond. He has no wisdom. Also want you to write down Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. Are you a wise son or you a foolish son? You sit over here. You're not too wise. Okay? Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. When pride comes, then come disgrace. But with humility come wisdom. And King Nebuchadnezzar is a proud man. And he was destroyed because of his proud heart. So let's study chapter 5 of Daniel. Joyce, could you read that?
Gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles and drank wine with them. When Belshazzar was drinking his wine, he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver goblets that Nebuchadnezzar and his father had taken from the temple in Jerusalem, so that the king and his nobles, his wives and his concubines, might drink from them. So they brought in the gold goblets that had been taken from the temple of God in Jerusalem. And the king and his nobles, his wives and his concubines, drank from them. As he drank the wine, they praised the gods of gold and silver, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Suddenly, the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall, near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. His face turned pale, and he was so frightened that his knees knocked together and his legs gave way. The king called out for the enchanters, astrologers, and diviners to be brought and said to these wise men of Babylon, "Whoever reads the writing and tells me what it means will be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around his neck, and he will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom." Then all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or tell the king what it meant. So King Belshazzar became even more terrified, and his face grew more pale. His nobles were baffled. The queen, hearing the voices of the king and his nobles, came to the banquet hall. O king, live forever, she said. Don't be alarmed. Don't look so pale. There is a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the holy gods in him. In the time of your father, he was found to have insight and intelligence and wisdom, like that of the gods. King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, I say, appointed him chief of the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners. This man Daniel, whom the king calls Belteshazzar, was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel, and he will tell you what the writing means. So Daniel was brought before the king, and the king said to him, Are you Daniel, one of the exiles my father the king brought from Judah? I've heard that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that you have insight, intelligence, and outstanding wisdom. The wise men and enchanters were brought before me to read this writing and tell me what it means, but they could not explain it. Now I've heard that you are able to give interpretations and to solve difficult problems. If you're able to give interpretation,
able to read.
If you can read this writing and tell me what it means. You will be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around your neck, and you will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered the king, You may keep your gifts for yourself and give your rewards to someone else. Nevertheless, I will read the writing for the king and tell him what it means. O king, the Most High God gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor. Because of the high position he gave him, all the peoples and nations and men of every language dreaded and feared him. Those the king wanted to put to death, he put to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. But when his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, he was deposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. He was driven away from the people and given the mind of an animal. He lived with the wild donkeys and ate grass like cattle, and his body was drenched with the dew of heaven, until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and sets over them anyone he wishes. But you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all of this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from his temple brought to you, and you and your nobles, your wives, and your concubines drank wine from them. You praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand. But you do not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways. Therefore, he sent the hand that wrote the inscription. This is the inscription that he has written. Mene, mene, tekel, parson. This is what these words mean. Mene, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Perish. Your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then, at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple. A gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed third highest ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62.
So go back to Daniel chapter 5, right beside Great Banquet, you write down Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 39. King Belshazzar gave a big banquet for 1,000 of his noble and drank wine with them. Under what occasion did King Belshazzar give a big banquet? And he is the one that Daniel said, verse chapter 5, verse 22, But you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this, instead you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. Belshazzar is a foolish man. He's a foolish king, because he has set himself up against the Lord of heaven. What did the Lord of heaven said? Do you remember in chapter 2 all the way to chapter 4? King Nebuchadnezzar has to learn the lessons to be humble. Okay? The Lord humbled him. Remember that he has a dream? The statue is, the head is made of gold, and then the chest is made of silver, remember that? And then the rest is bronze, and then it's iron and clay, remember that? But King Nebuchadnezzar, he want everything to be gold. In other words, he want to be the one who control all the dominions, all the kingdom. He didn't think that other country will overcome them. Other country will destroy them. He didn't believe in that. But he learned the lesson. And God taught him the lesson to be humble, right? And then he learned it, and he learned it well. And he proclaimed to all his people that to believe in God and to be humble before God. And yet his grandson Belshazzar did not know that. Although Belshazzar knew all this from his grandfather, King Nebuchadnezzar, but he still set himself up against the Lord of heaven. His opposed idea. Under what occasion did he gave a big grand banquet for 1,000 of his noble and drank wine with them? Under the occasion of the army of Medes and Persians surround them. Okay? As we call Jeremiah chapter 51. So I want you to write down right beside the banquet, Jeremiah 51:39. Go back to Jeremiah chapter 51:39. I also want you to write down right beside Jeremiah chapter 51:39. Right beside 39, you write Daniel chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. Carl, I want you to read that. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 36, all the way to 40.
Therefore, this is what the Lord says: See, I will defend your cause and avenge you. I will dry up her sea and make her springs dry. Babylon will be a heap of ruins, haunt of jackals, an object of horror and scorn, a place where no one lives. Her people all roar like young lions, they growl like lion cubs. But while they are aroused, I will set up a feast for them and make them drunk, so that they will shout with laughter and then sleep forever and not awake, declares the Lord. I will bring them down like lambs to slaughter, like rams and goats.
So the Lord prophesies, I will set up a feast. That feast is the great banquet. A feast set by Jeremiah is the great banquet set by Daniel. I will set up a feast for them and make them drunk, and so that they shout with laughter and then sleep forever and not awake, declared the Lord. After this banquet, King Belshazzar dropped dead, was destroyed by Medes and Persians. Okay? And just like what the prophet Jeremiah prophesied, I will bring them down like lambs to the slaughter, like ram and goat. Under what situation that King Belshazzar gave a big banquet when his city, the city of Babylon, was surrounded by the enemy, by Medes and Persians. At that time, he think that my city is so strong, no way people can destroy us. Okay? I also want you to write down Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 11. Sharpen the arrow, take up the shield. The Lord has stirred up the kings of the Medes because his purpose is to destroy Babylon. The Lord will take vengeance. Vengeance for his temple. Vengeance for his temple. King Nebuchadnezzar took from God's temple the goblet. Gold goblet, and then they use it for what? For drinking utensil. And that's why King Belshazzar was a very, very foolish king. And he was destroyed. So, secondly, at that time, when there's a writing on the wall, nobody can interpret the meaning of it. Only Daniel can interpret the meaning. And at that time, the queen realized that the king was king's face was so pale. "Don't look so pale," she said. "Don't be alarmed. And there's a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the holy God in him. In the time of your father, he was found to have insight and intelligence and wisdom like that of the God. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father actually is grandfather. But in Aramaic, they don't have grandfather. So they call it your father. And your father, the king, I said, upon him chief of the magician, enchanter, astrologer, and diviner. And this man Daniel, whom the king called Belteshazzar, was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams and explain riddles and solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel. He will tell you what the writing means. And then he called Daniel, right? So Daniel was brought before the king, and the king said to him, "Are you Daniel, one of the exiles, my father?" My father is my grandfather. The king brought from Judah, "I have heard that the Spirit of God is in you and that you have insight, intelligence, understanding, and outstanding wisdom. The wise man and the enchanter was brought before me to read this writing and tell me what it means, but they could not explain it. Now I have heard that you are able to give interpretation and solve difficult problems. If you can read this writing and tell me what it means, you will be clothed in purple and have a great chain placed around your neck, and you will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom." I want you to circle the word, third highest ruler. Who is the first highest? Belshazzar's father, because he is co-reigning with his father. Nebuchadnezzar is dead already. Nebuchadnezzar is his grandfather. So Belshazzar's father is fighting in the battle. He's not in the city of Babylon. So Belshazzar's father is the first in the kingdom, and Belshazzar is the second one. Now Daniel becomes the third one, if Daniel can interpret the writing. Okay? Verse 17, "Then Daniel answered the king, You may keep your gifts for yourself and give your reward to someone else. Nevertheless, I will read the writing for the king and tell him what it means." But before he interpret the dream, he tell how God trained Nebuchadnezzar, how God humbled him, okay? And unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar has taught his grandson, but his grandson never learned the lesson. So going to the church is not good enough. Because going to the church, you have to learn the lesson. You know what I mean? You go into the church, you hear the story, and you don't keep it in your heart, keep it in your mind, then you won't learn it. Michael, so what did I say?
Going to the church is not enough. You can't just hear.
You have to speak louder, okay?
You can't just hear like the stories. You need to remember that voice.
So what did I say in the very beginning? King Belshazzar Is a wise king or is a foolish king?
Foolish.
Why he's foolish?
Because he never learned the lesson from his grandfather.
On top of that, what else? In verse 22, what has he done?
He did not humble himself, but he knew all this.
He knew all this is supposed to humble himself, right? But he didn't. And what else? Verse 23.
He set himself up against the Lord.
He should learn to humble himself because he knew God of heaven disciplined his grandfather. Verse 18. O King, the Most High God gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty and greatness and glory and splendor, because of the highest position he gave them. Daniel reminded Belshazzar, the reason why your grandfather has the high position because God gave it to him. All the peoples and the nation and men of every language dreaded and fear him. Those the king wanted to put to death, he put to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. In other words, King Nebuchadnezzar has greatness, has a lot of power to do whatever he wanted to do. And yet, he has to humble himself before God, God of heaven. But when his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, he was deposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. And he was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal, like an oxen. He lived with the wild donkey and ate grass like cattle. And his body was drenched with the dew of the heavens until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men. I read that again. King Nebuchadnezzar remained to be like an animal until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men. Until he acknowledged God set over them anyone he wishes. God has that power. So all of us need to humble ourselves before the God, the Most High God, the God of heaven. But you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. What did he set himself up against the Lord of heaven? I want you to write it down. Set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You write it down from chapter 2 all the way to chapter 4. He didn't learn this lesson. I want to stop here, write down what's the lesson. You remember King Nebuchadnezzar had that dream with that statue, remember that? In here, the head is gold. That represents King Nebuchadnezzar, right? And then in here, the chest, all this part, the arm, is silver. Medes and Persian. And God predicted that these two countries join force together and destroy King Babylon. That's exactly what happened in chapter 5, right? But what happened in chapter 3? In chapter 2, he has that dream. In here, the belly is bronze, right? And then the leg, all this, is iron, right? And then the feet is part clay and part iron. You remember that? But he didn't like the statue. In chapter 3, he make a statue. The whole thing make of what? Gold, right? In other words, that means he want to be in control of all the earthly kingdom forever and ever, right? But he only control in that part of the world for a very short period of time. For how long? For only three generations. Nebuchadnezzar's son, and his grandson. His grandson called Belshazzar. Okay? Now, Belshazzar set himself up against the Lord of heaven. Because God of heaven has already ordained, make that decision. That's what it's going to be like. Right? This part is gold, it's called Babylon. And this part is called Mede and Persian. And this is Greek. And then the leg and the feet is Roman Empire, East and West, Roman, right? And then we get 10 nations, okay? 10 toes, right? It's 10 nations. Now, Belshazzar have set himself up against the Lord of heaven. He didn't believe that his country will be destroyed. I want you to write down right beside against the Lord of heaven, set himself up against the Lord of heaven. You write down Daniel. You don't need to write down Daniel. You just write 2 to 4. Chapter 2 to chapter 4. Okay? And then I want you to write down Jeremiah. Go back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 25. I read that to you. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 11, all the way to 14. I read that to you. That's what God has said through the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 11. This whole country will become a desolate wasteland. And this nation will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. At that time, it's 68 years already. In Daniel chapter 5, it's 68 years already. God say, all nation, this nation, will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Verse 12. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonian, for their guilt, declared the Lord, and will make it desolate forever. I will destroy Babylon forever, and I will bring upon that land all the things I have spoken against it, and all that are written in this book and prophesied by Jeremiah against all the nations. They themselves will be enslaved by many nations and great kings, and I will repay them according to their deeds and the work of their hands. I want you to also write down Jeremiah chapter 27, right beside, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. At first I say Jeremiah 25, 11 to 14, right? Now it's 27. 27, verse 5. 27, verse 5. Five to seven. I read that to you. Jeremiah 27, 5 to 7. With my great power and outstretched arm, I make the earth and its people and the animal that are on it, and I will make it, I will give it to anyone I please. Now I will hand all your countries over to my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. I will make even the wild animals subject to him. All nations will serve him and his son and his grandson. You see the three generations there? God said that all nations will serve Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuchadnezzar's son and his grandson. His grandson, right beside the grandson, you write down Daniel chapter 5. That is his grandson. Belshazzar is his grandson. Chapter 5, verse 1. Until the time for his land comes, then many nations and great kings will subjugate him. Okay? That's what God has prophesied in Jeremiah chapter 25, Jeremiah chapter 27. He has set himself up against the Lord of heaven. Now, so what did I say? I say, for three generations, right? All nations will serve King Nebuchadnezzar and his son and his grandson. You remember he said that whoever can interpret the writing on the wall will be the third highest ruler in the kingdom. Nebuchadnezzar is dead already. Nebuchadnezzar's son is still around. His grandson is still around. His grandson is Belshazzar, right? So his grandson is second in the throne. Belshazzar's father is the first in the throne. Remember that? Okay? So Daniel will be the third now, right? I also want you to write it down. God predicted that three generations, like, God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to rule over all the nation, control all the nation for three generations only. And for how many years? For 70 years. But now it's only 68 years. And how come King Belshazzar was destroyed on that night? I want you to write it down. Ecclesiastic chapter 7. Ecclesiastic chapter 7, verse 16 to 18. Right beside, when he set himself up against the Lord of heaven, you write down Ecclesiastic chapter 7, 16 to 18. Do not be over righteous, neither be over wise. Why destroy yourself? Verse 17, do not be over wicked and do not be a fool. Why die before your time? He's supposed to be able to reign 2 more years because God has ordained what? How many years? 70 years. Now it's only 68, right? Because he is over wicked. Because he's over wicked. What did he do? Verse 2. First of all, he gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles and drank wine with them. While Belshazzar was drinking his wine, he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver goblet that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, has taken from the temple. That's the temple of God in Jerusalem. So that the king and his noble and his wife and his concubine might drink from them. So they brought in the gold goblet that has been taken from the temple of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his noble and his wife and his concubine drank from them. As they drank the wine, they praised the God of gold and silver, and of bronze, iron, wood, and stone. He set himself up against the Lord of heaven. He praised the God of idol. Man made God. Verse 5. Suddenly, the finger of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. His face turned pale, and he was so frightened and that his knees knocked together and his leg gave way. What did he do? He's over wicked. He's a foolish man. So that's why he died before his time. He's supposed to be 70 years. His kingdom can rule for 70 years. Now 68 years, that's it. Tonight you are dead. You understand what I'm trying to say? Do not be overwise. Do not be a foolish man. Do not be over righteous. Do not be over wicked. Why die before your time? It is good to grasp the one and not to let go of the other. Grab the one, what's the one? Do not be over righteous, neither be over wise. Why destroy yourself? That fellow destroyed himself. He died before his time because he's over wicked and he's a foolish king. So it's good to grab the one. The one is verse 16. And not let go the other is verse 17. The man who fear God will avoid all extreme. Don't be over righteous, nor be over wicked. Don't be over wise. Do not be a fool. Okay? Don't go to that extreme. King Belshazzar, go to that extreme. Praise the man-made God and set himself up against the law of heaven. Although he learned that lesson from his great grandfather, and yet he refused to learn the lesson. Although he heard about that, he refused to learn the lesson. His grandfather learned the lesson, he never learned. He don't believe in it. Okay. That's why. And verse 26, many, what does many mean? God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to the end. It's supposed to be what? Supposed to have two more years. Now, God brought it to an end. He died 2 years earlier. Tekel, you have been weighted on the scale and found wanting. I want you to write down Psalm 62, verse 9. Psalm 62, verse 9. Right beside, you have been weighted on the scale and found wanting. Psalm 62. Verse 9. Low-born men are but a breath. The high-born are but a lie. It weigh on the balance. Both the low-born man and the high-born man, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. And that's exactly what happened to King Belshazzar. He has been weighted on the scale and found wanting. And then Peres means your kingdom, the kingdom of Babylon, is divided and given to the Medes and Persian. Take a look. Take a look at that statue. You see, head is only one head. But arm, you have two arms, right? One chest and two arms, right? One is Mede, one is Persian. So these two countries join force together and destroy them. And I show you how do they destroy, okay? And this, assuming this is the city. And there's a city wall. And in there's a river get into the city wall underneath. Lo and behold, the engineer from Mede and Persia, they have good civil engineer. They are so smart. This river is called Euphrates River. It's a great river. There's a lot of water. He detoured that. When he detoured that, that means there's no water flow underneath the wall, and they become a big hole. The army, while they are drinking wine, they crawl underneath the wall. Because that's the wall. It's a very high wall. You cannot climb it. So that's why he despised his enemy. This city was surrounded by the enemy. And he's not scared because he still has water. If there's water inside, they still have cultivation. He won't be die of famine, die of hunger, right? Because there's water, there's living water, get in there. Lo and behold, they get good civil engineer. They detour the water. And then there's no more water flowing underneath the wall. And they become a big hole, right? And then they crawl underneath, you know, while they are drunk, right? And kill them. That's exactly what's prophesied by Jeremiah. Amazing, eh? Go back to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 36. See, I will defend your cause and avenge you. I will dry up her sea and make her spring dry. Dry it up. Lo and behold. Jeremiah 51, verse 36. Dry it up and they crawl underneath and they get in there. Oh, man. I don't think the Median Persian read the book of Jeremiah. I don't think so. But he knows that how can we overcome it? That's, you know what? That river of water, getting into it, they're really sustaining the life within the city, right? And not knowing that, cut it off and then become a big hole, right? It's a big gap. And they crawl underneath, right? And they get into the city. And when they are drunk, and kill them. Take a look. Verse 28, your kingdom is divided and given to Medes and Persian. Verse 29, then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple. According to his promise, a great chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. His father is the highest, he is the second highest, and Daniel is the third highest ruler in the kingdom. You know, right beside verse 30, that very night, Belshazzar, king of Babylon, was slain. When he hear the prophecy given by the writing on the wall, he has no repentance, he has no prayer. Take a look at chapter 4. What happened when his grandfather repent? As verse 34, chapter 4, verse 34, at the end of that time, at the end of 7 years, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eye towards heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honor and glorify him who lives forever. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. But kingdom of Babylon only endure up to 3 generations, maximum 70 years. Now 68 years is finished already. All the people of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the power of the heavens and the people of the earth. No one can hold back his hand and said to him, what have you done? At the same time, my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisor and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise God, exhort God, and glorify the King of Heaven. And yet his grandson, Belshazzar, did none of that. Did not praise God, did not exhort God, did not honor God, nor glorify God, nor pray to God and ask God for mercy, ask God for forgiveness. And I read that again, verse 37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exhort and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right. All his ways are just, and those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. And that's exactly what happened to his grandson. that he didn't learn the lesson. I want you to make sure when you make enough money, when you accumulate enough wealth, make sure you humble yourself. Because of two things. First, in God's hand, he holds your life. In God's hand, he holds all your way. You got to know that. Okay? Verse 23. But you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life. You did not honor the God who holds in his hand all your ways. Now God take back in his hand the breath. He died. Do you see that? 5:23. King Belshazzar did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your way. Therefore, he sent the hand that wrote the inscription. Now that he knows God is the one who controls his life, controls all his way, he still don't humble. He just, what? He still think that he's proud king. Oh, you are the third highest ruler in the kingdom. He didn't realize that. That very night, Belshazzar, king of Babylon, was slain. And Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62. So what have you learned today? When Daniel tells Belshazzar his time is up, what should we do if you're Belshazzar? Now we are Christian. We know God's word. If your pastor say to you, your time is up, what should you say? You fight back? What would you do, Joyce?
Repent to God.
Ask for forgiveness.
Ask for forgiveness.
You know what? In heaven, I think I can see King Nebuchadnezzar, but I don't think I can see his son. Nor his grandson. You understand what I'm trying to say? When he knows his time is up, he still don't believe in it. He says it's impossible. He thinks he's still in control. Because he thinks his city is unconquerable, so high. He didn't realize God has already prophesied, I will dry up the river. And people get in at night while he's drunk. And he was slain that very night. He was given the opportunity to repent, and yet he refused to repent. He's a foolish man. That's why I say, write that down, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 8. The wise in heart accept command. He's a foolish king. He's not a wise king. He did not accept command from his grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar, from Daniel chapter 2 to Daniel chapter 4. A chattering fool ruined his life. He get drunk, he make an order, and bring the goblet from the temple of God and defile God. A chattering fool ruin his own life. Read that to me. 10:8, chapter 10, verse 8, Proverbs. So don't ever get drunk, okay? When you get drunk, you say things that you regret. You become a chattering fool. A chattering fool bring ruin to his own life. Chapter 10, verse 8, the wise in heart accept command. He's not wise in heart. He shall accept a command from his great, from his grandfather. But a chattering fool come to ruin. You know, right beside chapter 10, verse 8, you write Daniel chapter 2 to chapter 4, and then a chattering fool, you write Daniel chapter 5. He's a chattering fool. Comes to ruin. I want you to write it down. Proverbs 11, 2. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility come wisdom. He has no wisdom. And that guy, Daniel, is so wise, and he didn't even use Daniel. And he do his own thing. He did not seek advice from Daniel. You understand what I'm trying to say? He's a foolish man. He's wicked. He leans on his own strength and power. He thinks, I don't think God's word will be fulfilled. So that's why Daniel said, you have set yourself up to, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. Don't ever do that. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30. There's no wisdom, no insight, no understanding that can against the Lord. Read that to me. 21, 30. Proverbs. And he think what God prophesied will not be fulfilled. But that very night, he was slain. He's dead. 21, 30. Read that, Joyce.
There's no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord.
Whenever you hear God's word, we better humble ourselves. Learn that lesson from Nebuchadnezzar. We don't want to become oxen for 7 years before we learn the lesson. You know what I mean? You hear what I say, Jim? Be wise. You know what I mean? With humility comes wisdom. If you're wise, you're a humble man. You're a humble man. You're not over wicked. If you're not over wicked, you will not die before your time. Okay? So what do we write down? Proverbs 10, 8, 11, 2, 21, 30. Learn from this lesson, and we'll be all right. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, as we study your word, we find out that throughout the Old Testament until the New Testament, those who are wise in heart accept command. But those who are chattering fool, talk too much, and defile you, and set himself up against the Lord of heaven, end up destroying himself. Lord, I pray that as we study God's word, as we learn from Belshazzar, and we learn how, help us to learn it well, so that we humble before you. When we hear from your servant, knowing that we have done something wrong, we don't fight against it, we just submit to your word. We ask for forgiveness and ask you to have mercy on each and every one of us, then we will be spared. And I pray that we learn it from Nebuchadnezzar. Once he humbled himself, he write the decree to all his people and say, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heavens, because everything he does is right and all his ways are just. On top of that, our life is in his hand. All our ways are in his hand. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble. And I pray that as we learn this, and just like what Micah has said, what the Lord requires each and every one of us to do, to act righteously, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our Lord God Almighty, and do God's word instead of building up our own kingdom and set ourselves up against you. I pray that you help us to remember what we learned tonight. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Take care.